This is KNKX. The spread of the coronavirus has resulted in significant changes in how things are handled throughout the world, and the sports world is no exception to that. Sports commentator Art Thiel sat down with KNKX's Kevin Kniestedt to talk about what we saw this week.
All right, Art. A lot happened on Wednesday. Tell me about it.
What a day. Yeah. It was altogether remarkable. There were three things that stood out to me. The first thing that happened was the World Health Organization finally said what this was, a pandemic. And I think that set off a series of events and decisions made by businesses and sports leagues around the world. The second thing was the press conference led by Governor Jay Inslee and three county executives and local public health officials that for an hour really laid out the consequences of coronavirus. And I thought that was a very wise and reasoned approach that really helped, I think, people understand the gravity of the situation and the need for the what I think are drastic measures. And the third thing happened later in the day when the NBA suspended its season after one player tested positive for coronavirus. That was, I think, an enlightened and dramatic step forward for sports leagues because somebody had to have the courage of the conviction that this is a very serious global health problem.
Well, let's break some of this down even a little bit more. What's sort of your take on these seemingly minute-by-minute decisions by our governor, by leagues, by teams? What's sort of your take on that?
I think sports events need to be canceled, certainly scaled back. On Thursday, the MLS suspended its season for 30 days. We just see how fast this thing progresses. I'm no expert on this, but I've been reading my epidemiology logs lately, and I do hearken back to the episode here in Seattle in 1919. The Stanley Cup Finals were suspended because of the Spanish flu epidemic. Actually, that was a pandemic as well that wound up killing 1,600 people in Seattle, 700,000 nationwide, and 50 million globally. That is the last time we've experienced this. I understand why all leagues pause and try to assess what's going on. So I'm not going to scold baseball for being a little late, but all these leagues and teams have to come to decisions that the health of their coaches, players, and fans are paramount over the activity.
Well, what's sort of your advice for the diehard fan that's having a tough time swallowing this pill?
Well, there are a lot of us who are very passionate about sports. Some of us even make livings at it, right? Like, I do. And but I was struck by a comment by one of the Sounders players, Gustav Svensson from Sweden, after the Sounders opener that they played to a 1-1 draw against Chicago at the Clink. 33,000 people still showed up. But he said something I thought that was trenchant. He said, "You know, when you think about it, sports are a hobby. And we players are very fortunate to play a hobby for a living." And that's really what it is. We don't often think of our passion for sports as a hobby, but it really is. We do this for fun, for enjoyment, for fulfillment, and I'm certainly not putting down that passion, but I am saying let's put it in perspective. We're being asked to give up temporarily a hobby for the greater good. I'm down with it.
All right. Thanks, Art.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com. You can subscribe to podcasts of these weekly chats at knkx.org. I'm Kevin Kniestedt.